This is Fresh Air. African guitarist Ali Farkhar Toure's music reminds many Western listeners of the blues. But world music commentator Milo Miles says Toure's main influence comes from his own part of the world.
That's Sean Keane and Kevin Conniff of the Chieftains in there, but the guitarist they're playing with is not Irish. It's Ali Farkhar Toure of Mali. Toure has been recording for more than a decade in a very spare style that rarely uses more than his guitar and a percussionist. Nevertheless, Toure has become very popular, particularly in Britain, and the basic pitch on him is that his guitar style suggests the blues. Sometimes this makes a lot of sense. His new album, The River, begins with a song about a magic mountain, and it's supposedly done with a reggae beat, but it sure sounds like John Lee Hooker. To me, Toure is most like American country blues solo performers, and that he has had trouble making songs varied enough to hold your interest. In the past, individual Toure numbers could be stark, striking works full of sinewy beauty. But especially since I couldn't follow the lyrics after three or four tunes, my mind began to wander, and I found myself turning off his albums early. Once you dip into Toure's The River, however, you don't want to come up. The reason is a number of small, crucial shifts. Toure sticks to electric guitar throughout, which gives his playing a touch more force, and he's a bit more up-tempo than usual. Also, the mostly traditional songs he has adapted here have repeating hooks and phrases that are more compact and pointed than before. You know, classy hooks and riffs. And finally, Toure adds just enough extra players to keep the pace changing. Some astringent harmonica here, some haunting saxophone there. The River is a world music album with remarkably broad appeal. But what I would like to emphasize is that Toure does not mention blues players as heavy influences on his style. No, he mentions Dimi Mint Abba from Mauritania, immediately north of Mali. Abba is probably the most celebrated female singer from Mauritania, but until now, any recordings from her country were rare. If you pick up the recent album Moorish Music from Mauritania, however, you will discover the taproot of Ali Farkhar Toure. On Moorish Music, Dimi Abba plays a 14-string harp-like instrument and is joined by lute player Khalifa Aidi and a two-woman chorus. Their songs are an elusive mix of styles but can turn alternately hypnotic and funky. Here's a number about the first turtle beseeching God to give him a shell.
Bye.
Dimi Abba is a vibrant vocalist, soaring sometimes like a gospel ecstatic. Her partner Khalifa Aidi picks up an electric guitar for half the tracks on Moorish Music, and then the similarity to Ali Farka Touré is even more pronounced. So if you want to be a smarty in world music circles, when somebody mentions Touré and the blues, just say, "Oh, Touré listens to the blues, I guess, but his favorite is Abba."
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This is Fresh Air.